All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Maynard Webb is chairman of LiveOps. He's the former COO of eBay and founder of the Web Investment Network. He also sits on the board of Yahoo, and he's written his first book called Rebooting Work. Hello, Mr. Webb.
Hello, Manush. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Good to see you. So that's a litany of tech companies that I just rambled off. What made you want to write a book, and what's the basic premise of Rebooting Work?
Well, I decided to write a book because I have been coaching people for a long time, and I think we're in a new era of entrepreneurship, and work isn't working anymore for people. And I wanted to paint a picture of how they could have a stellar career and be the CEO of their own destiny.
When you say work isn't working anymore, what do you mean by that?
Well, the era of paternalistic companies is long gone. People don't have jobs for life anymore. Most people don't have pensions. And it's not the company's fault. The world has evolved in a huge way. And I think we're still using outdated models of work, and people have outdated expectations of what your company should do for you. And so that's what I mean by work isn't working.
It's kind of interesting because I hear this word entrepreneur thrown around a lot, whereas, I don't know, I feel like maybe 5 years ago that would have been a freelancer. Right. Is there a difference between those two?
There's a huge difference. Entrepreneurship, so Google was an entrepreneurial company. A lot of the companies I invest in are entrepreneurial companies, and they're not freelancers. I think entrepreneurship is a mindset about I'm not going to cede control for my career or my destiny to somebody else. I'm going to be in charge of it, even if I decide to work for a company.
Now, let's say I'm not Sergey Brin and I'm not going to found Google. How can that apply to regular people?
I think all of us have a destiny, and we just need to be in touch with what that is and where we want to go. And we need to, first and foremost, be accountable to ourselves to get there. So you can work for a company and be the CEO of your own destiny. You just need to know that it's up to you to get there, as opposed to seeding or hoping the company will be the person that makes sure you get to your success. And the reason for that is, I grew up in a paternalistic company at IBM, which treated me really, really well. But that works as long as the company's doing well. So you could be in a company that does really, really well and perform well, but they can go out of business tomorrow. Take a look at Bear Stearns or Dewey LeBeau, et cetera.
I mean, I love this term, CEO of your own destiny. But as CEO of my own destiny, will I give myself health insurance?
You can, absolutely. And hopefully, by the way, there are more options out there in the world as Obamacare continues to take off, et cetera. But as a CEO of your own destiny is much more of a mindset. As I said, you can work for yourself or you can work for a company. It's about taking accountability for where you want to go, staying with a company as long as they're continuing to teach and grow you. I think the best talent in the world will have multiple options. For example, I do 4 jobs today and love my life. I think in the future, people will have more options. The best talent will always have a multitude of things to do that are all economically viable.
But just to be clear, you are talking about a certain sector of the population that is extremely highly educated, preferably knows how to code. Can this apply to
So my first job out of school was a security guard at IBM when I majored in criminal justice. Nobody would have ever predicted that I could have done the things in my life that I would have done. As a matter of fact, I never had the front door open for me at any company. I walked in through the back door, and every job somebody said, you can't do it, those are the ones that I ran to. So I believe, and I wrote this book, to help lots of people do more than they ever achieved. Half of the country today is unhappy in what they do in the workforce. I think that's criminal. At the place you go to every day and spend all your hours and make the economics, we would just think of what the national productivity would be if all of us were engaged and happy and fulfilled.
So what's your number one advice to somebody who's unemployed and trying to figure out what their next step is?
I only get one piece. Okay. Assess exactly where you are and where you want to be and take a risk. There's a lot of kids that got out of school and there aren't jobs for them right now. Well, go pick a company that you admire and take a job that's way beneath what you probably should be doing. That's why I joined IBM as a security guard. And within 2 years, I was in a supervisory position and taught myself to code, and my career took off.
Is there something that's new about this that makes it different than decades-old career advice? Has technology sort of changed the workplace?
Technology, oh my goodness, technology has enabled the world to work in a wickedly different fashion. First of all, the internet itself has made global competition more viable, which is why companies don't last as long anymore. Secondly, the advent of social mobile lets you work from wherever you are. You work 24 hours a day already. You should be able to live wherever you want to. It's about time that our business practices caught up with the technology advances that we have.
It's interesting to me that there is sort of this trend going on in business management books or business advice books. They have sort of a self-help element to it. It's talking about, you know, CEO of your life and finding your destiny. These used to be phrases that we only really would have heard with self-help. What's happening now in the business world that means we need to talk this way when it comes to our careers?
I think the biggest issue is that your company isn't going to take care of your career anymore for a number of reasons. One, that they're not around possibly long enough. Number two, you might not be around long enough for them to do that. So it really is important for you as an individual to think about it as you own your destiny, you own where your career is going, and that used to be ceded to companies, and that doesn't exist anymore. And that would actually not be right if you're an employee to do that.
Maynard Webb is the author of Rebooting Work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Manish. My pleasure.